Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of remote work. And boy, let me tell you, it can feel like a roller coaster sometimes. Today we're diving into something super important, embracing imperfection and kicking burnout to the curb. Because let's be real, who wants to feel like a stressed out robot all the time? Ever felt like you're constantly on the go, always pushing yourself to do more, be better, achieve everything perfectly? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and every little task feels monumental? Well, guess what? That's a recipe for burnout. And trust me, I've been there, done that, got the over-caffeinated t-shirt to prove it. So, here's the deal. Embracing imperfection isn't about being lazy or letting things slide. It's about recognizing that you're human, and humans are amazing, messy, wonderfully imperfect beings. It's about ditching those unrealistic expectations and learning to celebrate the wins, big and small. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this bumpy road. 1. Prioritize your well-being. This one's non-negotiable. You wouldn't drive a car without checking the oil, right? So why treat your mental and physical health any differently? Schedule time for activities that recharge you, whether it's hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply chilling out with a cup of tea. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. 2. Set realistic goals. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and try to do everything at once. But remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Break down your tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Celebrate each milestone along the way. Remember, progress over perfection every time. 3. Learn to say no. This is a superpower, my friends. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or capacity. You don't have to be a superhero and save the day all the time. Saying no allows you to focus on what truly matters and prevents burnout before it sets in. 4. Disconnect regularly. Ever notice how our phones seem to have a mind of their own, constantly buzzing with notifications? It's easy to get sucked into the digital vortex. But trust me, taking regular breaks from screens is crucial for mental well-being. Schedule time to unplug and reconnect with the real world, spend time with loved ones, engage in offline activities, and let your mind wander freely. 5. Practice mindfulness. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to feel like we're always on autopilot. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, without judgment. Take a few deep breaths throughout the day, savor your meals, and notice the little things around you. It can make all the difference in reducing stress and finding calm amidst the chaos. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant remote worker who juggles multiple projects with grace, or at least she tries to. She's constantly striving for perfection, pushing herself to the limit, and feeling the pressure mount. One day, she wakes up feeling completely drained, overwhelmed, and unsure of how to handle it all. Sound familiar? Sarah realizes that her relentless pursuit of perfection is actually hindering her productivity and happiness. She starts implementing some of these tips, prioritizing her well-being, setting realistic goals, learning to say no, disconnecting regularly, and practicing mindfulness. Slowly but surely, she starts feeling more balanced, energized, and capable. She even starts enjoying her work again. The takeaway? Embracing imperfection isn't about settling for less. It's about living a more authentic, fulfilling life. It's about recognizing that you're enough, just as you are, and giving yourself permission to be human. Remember, you've got this. So, let's make a pact right now. No more striving for unattainable perfection. Let's focus on progress, celebrate the wins, and treat ourselves with kindness. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, remember that you're not alone. Reach out to friends, family, or a professional for support. Keep those ears tuned for our next episode where we'll be diving into even more strategies for thriving in the remote work world. Until then, keep it real, keep it kind, and keep on rocking.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.